Antony shook his head. "No, I'm not going to talk about it yet. We can wait and see what the inspector finds. He may find something. I don't know what. Something that Cayley has put there for him to find. But if he doesn't, then it will be because Cayley is going to hide something there tonight."
"What?"
asked Bill again. "You will see what, Bill," said Antony, "because we shall be there."
"Are we going to watch him?"
"Yes, if the inspector finds nothing."
"That's good," said Bill.
If it were a question of Cayley or the law, he was quite decided as to which side he was taking. Previous to the tragedy of yesterday, he had got on well enough with both of the cousins, without being in the least intimate with either. Indeed, of the two he preferred perhaps the silent, solid Cayley to the more volatile Mark. Cayley's qualities, as they appeared to Bill, may have been chiefly negative. But even if this merit lay in the fact that he never exposed whatever weakness he may have had, this is an excellent quality in a fellow guest, or, if you like, fellow host, in a house where one is continually visiting. Mark's weaknesses, on the other hand, were very plain to the eye, and Bill had seen a good deal of them. Yet, though he had hesitated to define his position that morning in regard to Mark, he did not hesitate to place himself on the side of the law against Cayley. Mark, after all, had done him no harm, but Cayley had committed an unforgivable offence. Cayley had listened secretly to a private conversation between himself and Tony. Let Cayley hang if the law demanded it. Antony looked at his watch and stood up.